The next event at Memorial Hall's Signature Series, Music Arts, Little Bites, and Bourbon, is coming up Friday night, January 24th. With us to talk about this event, as well as the remaining two series events, is the Executive Director of Memorial Hall, Teresa Summy Haas. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Lee, thank you for inviting me.
Some of our listeners may not know the history of Memorial Hall, which is located on Elm Street near Music Hall.
It's like a hidden treasure right on Elm, next door to Music Hall and across the street from Washington Park. It was built in 1908, designed by Samuel Hannaford, and commissioned by Theodore Roosevelt. So it's extremely remarkable that our city has just revitalized and continued to restore Memorial Hall. And our goal is to reintroduce it to the community.
It's got a rich history of famous performers who have performed there over the years. Do you know some of them who have been there?
Well, we've had a couple of our presidents speak at Memorial Hall, which is very exciting. And the movie with George Clooney also took place at Memorial Hall. So we've had numerous exciting events.
Please share the thought behind the title of the series, Music Arts, Little Bites, and Bourbon.
Well, each one of our events include a performance. They include a complimentary bar. They include fantastic food. And they include an exhibit. So our Memorial Hall Signature Series includes four events, and we're proud to say our first event, an Evening of the Classics, sold out. So we're looking forward to our next event, Choirs by Night.
And that's going to be January 24th. The reception and open bar starts at 6:30. What's the lineup for the performance that evening?
Well, Lee, just imagine. It's Friday night, January 24th, and you're ready to celebrate. You're going to Memorial Hall. You're walking into our grand iron and glass doors, walking into the warm, lit marble halls. You're greeted by the School for Creative and Performing Arts, surrounded by your great friends, sipping on cocktails, sampling fantastic food from Eatwell's, Funky's, Taste of Belgium, and then at 8 o'clock, we go to the theater, and our performance begins with the School for Creative and Performing Arts Baby Grands, who won two gold medalists in the World Choir Games. And then we have the May Festival, who was the host for the World Choir Games, and then the Martin Luther King Chorale, who won two gold diplomas in the World Choir Games. So it really is amazing. Tremendous evening all in one night and in one place.
It sounds like a really interesting evening in that the World Choir Games really brought the focus on Cincinnati's rich choral history.
It certainly did. So it's really nice to showcase them at Memorial Hall and showcase them in Cincinnati.
Bourbon and Bluegrass is the next lively concert on Friday evening, February 21st. Who's going to be performing that night? It sounds fun.
We're very excited about this evening. It's on Friday, February the 21st, and the evening begins with bourbon tasting led by Whiskey Pete with Woodford Reserve and Bourbon Bar Street. The food is provided by Bakersfield, so everyone will be tasting tacos. And then we will be joined up in the theater at 8 o'clock by Ohio's number one bluegrass band, the Rumkey Mountain Boys. And we'll continue the celebration with line dancing led by the Northern Kentucky University dance troupe. An incredible evening, incredible music, and incredible food.
Totally different than Choirs by Night.
Correct. So it's nice to have a wide variety with all the different productions.
So then you go from bluegrass or trash grass to Friday, April 18th. Totally different concept with Simply Swinging. Tell us about the vocalist you've lined up and the musicians who will be backing him.
Well, you'll not want to miss the grand finale of Memorial Hall Signature Series on Friday, April the 18th, with renowned Steve LaPia, a Frank Sinatra vocalist, and the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra. So we will transport you back in time when songs were swinging, Manhattans were dry, and ties were narrow.
The theme that night is Mad Men?
Correct. So it'll be fun. Put on your best attire and join us. We will have Obscura providing cocktails, and Salon 21, which is a pop-up piano concert, will be joining us for the reception.
That all sounds great. Are there series tickets still available?
There are, Lee, and just go to our website for additional details and for tickets.
Folks can also buy tickets individually for each concert if they don't want to go to all of them?
Correct.
Before you leave, do you have any other events coming up at Memorial Hall in 2014 you'd like to share?
We have quite a few events coming up, so please visit our website and look at all the events, and we hope to see you on Elm Street at 1225 Elm Street.
So the Choirs by Night concert in the Memorial Hall signature series, Music Arts, Little Bites, and Bourbon, is coming up Friday, January 24th. Memorial Hall is located at 1225 Elm Street, downtown Cincinnati. Reception and open bar at 6:30, performance at 8. Our guest this evening has been Teresa Sami Haas, Executive Director of Memorial Hall. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lee.
You'll find a link at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.